mum's the word. But we're telling everyone. It's BOGO 50% off time at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Just in time for Mother's Day, buy any pair of shoes, get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Treat mom or yourself to the perfect spring styles from must-own brands. And hurry. Unlike a mother's love, this deal won't last forever. So make mom proud and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Welcome back. It is Ike, Spike, and Fritz, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz in for Spike Eskin on this Thursday afternoon. If you missed it earlier, we talked to Howie Roseman a little bit earlier about his offseason, his draft, and how he's feeling about Brandon Graham retiring. Here is that conversation. Howie, how's it going today?
How we doing, guys?
Doing great, Howie. How are you feeling, man? It's been a busy offseason for you, coming off the draft. Just a quick overview. I know you've talked about the draft and the draft picks this past weekend. But for us, just your thoughts on what you guys were able to address and whether or not you feel good about coming out of the draft, addressing some of the things you felt you wanted to get addressed in this draft.
Yeah, the draft, you're competing with 31 other teams, so it's never going to be perfect. You know, you're always going to lose players that you wanted to draft because you're subject to what everyone else does. And in terms of how you're feeling, I'm feeling like we got to get these guys in here and develop them. You know, that's the most important thing, what they do now. However good we felt after the draft ended, none of it matters. All that matters is how they go play. And so that's where we're at right now. That doesn't mean we're not excited about the potential of these guys. But right now, you know, Ike, that's what it is. It's potential, and they got to turn that into production.
You often talk about how the offseason is always evolving, right? It's not just free agency. It's not just a draft. It's different waves of this thing. As you guys get prepared for your rookie mini camps and your OTAs, I know you guys still keep your eye open for what's happening around the league and what may become available. But when you look at the young guys you got on your roster, particularly on the defensive side of the football, you feel good about going into these early camps and getting a chance to see if these guys can be able to possibly grab a starting position when you look at some of those key spots on the defensive side?
Yeah, you know, I think really fortunate that we don't have a lot of open spots on our football team, and that's a great credit to the players that we have in here. Really got a young defensive football team, with a lot of players who played championship-caliber football. So that's exciting. You know, you're not worried about going into a season and worried about pressure moments with these guys, because a lot of these guys have won world championships. A lot of the guys that we've brought in here have kind of championship pedigree. And so that makes you excited that it won't be too big. And then, you know, I know from my perspective and hopefully our fans' perspective, knowing that, you know, we have two guys on our defense who are older than 25 years old. You know, that is unbelievable. That's really exciting. And you know, I'm biased, but I do think it's not just because they're young, but they're good players. So we look forward to that. I think we added a lot of competition. I think we're fast on defense. I think we got a heck of a defense coordinator. And, you know, all that being said, that's how it looks on paper. We got to put it together. We got to work really hard. We got to be prepared to defend our championship starting with that Thursday night game at Lincoln Financial Field.
Howie, I know the draft class is still new, but I guess if you had to describe this class in what word would you use to describe them?
Yeah, I think that's unfair. I probably could go through each player and give you a one-word description of each player, but, you know, I'd hate to generalize, you know, our whole class based on one word, because they're different players. They're different flavors, you know. Everyone we got, they're different positions, and they all different strengths, you know, and that's how I kind of look at it. Like, you know, what are the things that these guys can do really well? And then there's a bunch of areas that we got to develop because, you know, we forget these guys are 21, 22, 23 years old. Changing cities, coming into a different profession with grown men, performing for their family. So we got to develop them as well. And I think that's the exciting part. I think we have the right people to do that. And I think these guys have the tools in their body and the right mentality to want to be developed, which is a big part of development.
You guys certainly replenish talent, Howie, in a lot of different areas. We talked about on the defensive side of the ball, even added depth. Late in the draft with the offensive line, which you guys typically do as far as getting guys developed. I was a little surprised the tight end position wasn't necessarily addressed in the draft kind of early based on some of the things that we've heard about what could potentially happen. So I won't beat around the bush with you. Dallas Goedert is a big question mark for a lot of the fans wanting to know what his future is going to be like being here. Are you guys any further along as far as deciding what that's going to look like as far as him being here or not moving forward?
Yeah, I think you get into trouble when you just go into a draft and say, I got to get a position. You know, I've done that before and it never works out really well. So you really want to be consistent with what you have on the draft board. And every time we were picking, a guy stood out, you know, that it was higher graded than where our selection was. At times that we had multiple guys like that, we just moved back, you know, picked up more picks because, you know, the more picks you have, the more chance you hit on them. And you talked about the offensive line, you know, we typically would like to go into a draft and take offensive linemen higher. We didn't do that. But when we got to the third day, we saw guys that we thought had real potential, and that's what they are right now, potential, because of the tools in their body and what we saw on film. And so we took not only one guy, not only two guys, but we also had another guy in free agency after the draft that we liked. So, you know, I think, and that just increases and hitting on your odds that you're not just putting one guy in a basket and hoping that guy hits. In terms of the tight end position and Dallas, I would say this, you know, it's, I'm looking at my phone, so it'll take me a second. It's Thursday, May 1st. It's freaking May 1st. It's May 1st. I promise you one thing. We are not going to stand pat between now and when we play on Thursday Night Football. And I think that includes all positions. So I'm going to give you an answer without giving you an answer, and you're going to have to read it from there.
Sounds great. Now, one guy that Eagles fans are excited about is Jahad Campbell. And I got two questions for you on Jahad. First, do you view him more as an edge that can play linebacker or a linebacker that can play edge?
You know, right before I got on this call, they said Jahad was outside my office. He wanted to come say hello. We are going to love this player and this person in Philadelphia. I couldn't be more excited that we were able to get him in this draft last week. And when you ask that question, I'd say yes.
Of course. And, you know, obviously the only reason it seems like he was there was because of shoulder and knee concerns. I know you won't get into detail about the injuries, but I guess what would you say to Eagles fans who are concerned about some multiple injuries happening here with Jahad Campbell?
Yeah, I mean, a huge part about playing in the NFL is being durable and being able to play a lot of games. That's a huge part of what we look at when we're drafting guys. There's no chance that if he wasn't coming off of off-season shoulder surgery that he would have been within a distance for us to go get because he's that talented of a guy. I think that over the last couple of years, our medical staff has proven their success with guys. That doesn't mean that we're going to be perfect, but we were very confident even when we thought he was just a top 10 player in the draft and we wouldn't come close to him about how he would be. I don't even want to say long-term because I think long-term of this player playing for us 3, 5, 7 years from now, which we're all confident here that he'll do. But even in the short term, you know, I think for our fans this is what I would say. I'd say in a situation, and I'm not saying this is apples to apples, but last year we drafted Coop in the second round. Coop didn't play till the week of our last preseason game. I mean, it's hard to remember, but he didn't start until week 6, which was really our fifth game. How did that work out? You know, and so I think we can be a little patient here and make sure that this guy is right. And because that's what we're going to do, we're going to make sure he's right, that we are going to have a heck of a player for the Philadelphia Eagles for a long time.
Yeah, and you got it. Everybody's pretty much excited about him, local kid. So that certainly is someone that we're all looking forward to rooting for. Howie, you mentioned earlier about the youth on that side of the football, the defensive side of the football. And yesterday, you guys picked up the fifth-year option for Jordan Davis. Jordan certainly finished off the season much stronger than he started the season. First question on that with him. The decision to pick up that fifth-year option, why did you guys do it? And then secondly, his development, watching him develop through the first 3.5 years of his career going into his fourth season, how has that been going according to your evaluation, and where do you guys expect him to be moving forward?
Well, like, I think if I answer the second part, the first part's going to be easy.
Okay.
When you watch Jordan and how he looked the second half of the season, and that's a big part of it, how he looked.
Mm-hmm.
He was in great physical condition and shape. He was disruptive during the playoff run. We forget, again, like, players still develop. You know, when you look at the history of defensive tackles in the National Football League, you see a lot of really successful guys that people forget took to year 3 and 4 to really hit their stride. And we think he is just in his stride. This guy is going to play really good football for us here. He's an unbelievable person, worker, leader, and I think the sky's the limit for him. I think that, you know, he feels it, and he's got tremendous confidence, and I'm excited for our fans to understand why we thought it was a really easy decision for us to pick up the option.
So, Howie, on Monday, we're honoring Brandon Graham on 5-5, of course. It's BG Day here on the station.
That's awesome.
What's it going to be like without him like on the team, obviously, every day? I think he'll be around the NovaCare. He's not going anywhere. But
for sure.
What are we losing from that standpoint? And do you have a favorite Brandon Graham story for us?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, we've had some great players here that I've been fortunate to be around, including one I'm interviewing with right now. but the relationship that BG and I have is special because, obviously, first pick for me as a GM. And, you know, really, a lot of times I feel like our careers kind of paralleled each other. You know, there was a time where it wasn't so much fun for either of us here in Philadelphia, and we kind of fought through it together, and, you know, obviously BG making that play in the Super Bowl was incredibly special for our fans, for our team, and for me personally, obviously. And so, you know, that we've had a lot of these guys. I can't tell you that I have a favorite because, you know, all of them mean an incredible amount to me. That would be like picking a favorite kid, which I do have some days of the week. And I think that, you know, it's just a special relationship that we've had, and just a lot of conversations, a lot of support for one another. Not only do I feel like I've had his back, but I feel like he's always had my back and been tremendously confident in what I'm going to do. I mean, you know, you talk about that group of Kelsey and Fletch and BG and Lane, and, you know, throughout all those changes, they always believe. They always believe we would get it right here, and I never took that lightly. You know, I always felt special that they believed in that and felt an obligation to do whatever I could to make sure that they were as successful as possible. So in terms of BG story, you know, I got a lot of them. I'm not sure they're suitable for this call right at this moment, but let me think about that, and maybe on BG Day I'll unveil one.
It is remarkable, Howie, just listening to you recant sort of that journey. You know, you coming in 2010, BG, your first round draft pick there, the way the careers parallel to each other. Early in BG's career, he dealt with injuries. He dealt with not necessarily being productive. Coach Reed was on the station yesterday, and he talked about, you know, some maturity things that BG sort of worked his way through early in his career. I'm interested from your part of, you know, in those earlier years, tough discussions being had by you and whether it was Coach Reed, Jeffrey, about moving forward with BJ, I'm wondering what they're like those first 4 or 5 years when he isn't as productive as expected. Was it that time? Was there ever a time where it was like, man, do we move on from him or we're sticking with him? I'm wondering, did you guys ever have those type of moments where you had to have those type of discussions?
You know, as a young GM and as your first pick, and at the time you had a couple of players that everyone thought we should draft over him.
Earl Thomas, yeah, all that.
KPP.
Yeah.
And he got hurt in 2010, and he was kind of coming back in 2011. And in 2011, as he came back, you know, there was a game that we played in Miami. And I want to say at the time we were 4-8. And he was inactive. And, you know, him and I had a conversation in Miami, which was basically like, you know, if you're going down, I'm going down too, you know. And you and I are going to be in it together because if you're not going to be successful, I'm not going to be successful. There's no way I'm going to be able to make it in Philadelphia without you being successful. And we shared a moment, you know, and I guess that would be my story. And I'll never forget being in Miami. Me and him, eye to eye, and in typical BG fashion, you know, he looked at me with a big smile and said, "I got you." You know, I'm not sure I believed it at the moment. I was hopeful, but he did. He did, and you know, I feel like we've had each other's back. And you know, how we do things in Philly, they're not for everyone. You know, I get it. You know, but We're close with our players, and that doesn't mean that we can't make hard decisions. That doesn't mean that we have to sometimes, but that guy's a friend for life, and yeah, I just couldn't be more proud of the person he is, the player he is, and two-time world champ. Beautiful thing to say.
Yep.
Man, it's just all time. It's just crazy. We're about to head into a year next year without, I mean, I know Kelce retired last year, and Fletch retired last year, and Lane's still there, but an Eagle season without BG, Fletch and Kelce for the first time in seemingly forever.
15 years, yeah.
Forever.
Those are my security blankets. Thank gosh I got Lane. And, you know, I think that what our fans, and we miss those guys. You never replace legends. You never replace them. And so we'll never be able to do that. But I'm proud of the guys that we have here. And I do think that we have such a core group of great players and great people. And, you know, that's really the job that I have, you know, make sure that our fans look on the field and say, man, that's a great player and that's a great person. That's a great player and that's a great person. And compete for championships. That'll be an important thing for us, too. You know what I'm saying, Ike?
Yeah, listen, I hear you, man. I hear you. It's funny because we, having you on, we have you on to talk so much about your team that you build and the things around it. We rarely talk about you, per se. And I know you don't necessarily like to be talked about in that light, but you deserve a lot of credit. You talked about some of the things that you had to go through rough times here as well and has bounced back with 3 Super Bowl appearances and 2 championships under your resume, putting together a pretty good resume. And I know you got a lot of work to still do, and I'm not retiring you or anything of that nature.
But, I don't know.
Please,
no.
But I do wonder for you, do you still have that same sort of love and energy to want to do this for many, many years? You're still a young man. You're still a young man.
You haven't been around NovaCare very much, have you? You haven't. Yeah. I will tell you something. I couldn't be more motivated, more determined to have another parade through Broad Street where I don't get hit in the head. I feel like I only enjoyed half of that parade.
By the way, yeah, how's that going? Did you recover okay from that?
But I will tell you, I love this team, this city, my job so much. The day that I can't give you every single ounce of myself is the day I won't be here anymore. And you know, obviously, I don't get to decide that anyway, but I will never do that. And I couldn't be, I feel like all these experiences have made me better. I continue to learn, and I'm continuing to hope that, you know, everything that we do leads to more world championships. You know, they become addicting. They really do. And the confetti falling, it really gets you in a mode where nothing else matters. And so for me, I think I'm in this mode right now of just, whatever it takes to get back and whatever we got to do to keep getting back there. And it makes me proud that our fans can say, You know, I felt after the first one, there was a lot of, they got lucky, they've won. Like, that's what I heard. You know, I don't know what was said. That's what I heard in my mind, and that's what I came in. You know, now we're at two, and what are you going to say? You know, are we lucky twice? I don't think so. But I'll tell you what, three's a charm.
That's right. Well, I tell you what, the fans, they are mirroring your sort of energy that you have right now, because they certainly are hungry for another one. We enjoy those parades. We had a great time this past year, and certainly look forward to doing it real soon. Before I get you out of here, man, what's next for you? What do you do now? Like you get to take a little bit of a break here? What do you get to do next?
This week, we get to look at these guys on the field, which is so much fun. We're in the middle of our off-season program. Love watching our players working. We'll get a little break here after June. We'll get another chance to celebrate. We'll get those rings. I would say this to our fans, it's really a reminder to myself, too. We do got to enjoy being world champions. We do got to enjoy that and being able to stick out our chest and being the best in the world, because that's special too. And so I'm going to really try, because I don't know that I've done a good job of that, because of just kind of the run that we've been on here with free agency and losing players, which hurt, and then the draft. But I'm going to try to take the next couple of months here and enjoy every second of it. And, be really proud, of the accomplishments that we had. And at the same time, looking forward about making more accomplishments happen.
Yeah, because how are we supposed to explain to the younger generation that it used to not be this easy? You know, like I got a 2-year-old and a 4-month-old. Like, do I got to show them the Rondé Barber interception and understand that what we had to go through to get to this moment? I mean, these kids are spoiled these days, Howie. You spoiled an whole generation of Eagles fans.
Yeah, well, I see that. You know, I see it. You know, sometimes I see it that, you know, we lose a player and everyone's upset, but I promise you, we're going to do everything we can to get back. There's no resting on laurels. That doesn't mean we can't be proud. That doesn't mean we can't really stick out our chests and know that we're 2-time world champs. When I saw those two trophies with BG and him holding them, I mean, that gave me chills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got two quick hitters for you, Howie, before I let you go.
Okay.
How much does it pain you to keep drafting these Georgia and Bama kids and no Gators? I mean, we got to get a Gator for you.
You know, I did get a Gator and then draft a free agent.
Nice. Hey,
there you go.
Montreal Johnson. I think at the end of the day, here's the most important thing. I think Nolan Smith said it right. I just want to win.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I don't care where they come from. They come from Toledo. They come from Georgia. They come from Florida. They come from Alabama.
Michigan State.
Whatever it is.
Bloomsburg State.
Team, yeah. That's the most important thing. What did you say?
I said Michigan State.
I knew you were going to say that.
Come on, man.
Hey, Ben Van Summeren.
Yeah,
man.
BVS,
really
baby.
Good, man.
I know. What a guy. Give me a second one.
All right. So Elliot Shore Parks won Eagles Insider of the Year on this show. Do you think he was worthy of that this year? Think he was the number one Eagles Insider?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can honestly say this, and Bob will say, I don't have social media. With all due respect to the people I'm listening to, I don't listen to anything, so I have no idea what that means. I would say this. I would say the best insider that I know, you're talking to him right here.
You want to
hear what's going on with the Eagles? Let's talk to me. Let's talk. I'll tell you the truth.
All right. We'll have you on every week then. Sounds good. All right. I'm just kidding.
Two goes. I appreciate you guys.
All right. Thanks, Howie.
Appreciate the time, Howie.
Happy BJ Day on May 5th. That's a special thing.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you, Howie.
There he goes. Howie Rosen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right. There's our conversation with Howie Roseman. The Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. We settle in at 52% are still selling the Phillies after the first month of the season. Again, 17-13. Who do you want the Eagles to play week one? Lions, 50%. And do you make your bed every day? 60%. No.
It's not a good day for me on the polls.
Let's get to the text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Jack, opening the show. Spike is out today, so things will be more positive and chill than normal. Jack, 20 minutes later. Under no circumstances should anyone be tipped. Mike in Doylestown.
I'm just saying the tipping situation's a little bit out of control. I am pro tip, but you don't have to tip for everything. I know. Two for two.
Are you also pro gratuity?
Right.
What's gratuity?
Oh, come on.
Well, what's there? Hold on. Oh,
come on.
Well, what's there? Yeah. A tip and gratuity. Is there any difference?
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
All right. To each his own. What's next?
No wonder Jack quit playing baseball in college. He doesn't fold his clothes or make his bed. Nick in Delaware.
Good joke, Nick. Next one. Like, what a dumb text. I know that. Just dumb text every single day. All right, what's next?
I make my bed every single day. But in fairness to Jack, I only learned how to do it as an adult because for most of my childhood, I slept on a bunch of gold bars.
A bunch of gold bars?
You know, Spike definitely had a personal cleaner, you know, to come over to the house. Clean it all up. Make sure that his bed was made.
Yeah, made?
Oh, for sure. Come on. He charmed life. Charmed life.
God.
Not that I had, you know, the toughest upbringing, but
well,
it's funnier to do with Spike.
Yes.
What's next?
Spike. I'm not saying Steph Curry is better than LeBron. He'll just end with better stats, more championships, a better legacy, and an overall career that's better than LeBron's. Joe in Havertown.
It's about right.
Well, I don't know if he would end with a better career than LeBron. I don't know if anybody's going to end with a better career than LeBron.
It's just...
He's going to play 23 years.
Uh-huh.
He's going to own just about every record.
What we do.
So
what my guy does.
And although he's not the GOAT, still has won four titles, and he went to 10 NBA finals.
Yeah.
That's not nothing.
I think you could say, obviously, like Steph's more influential.
Yeah.
I mean...
I think Steph needs another win to crack the top 10 to me.
Sure.
He's not in the top 10 yet.
Now, what about point guard-wise? Like best point guards of all time.
I would have him as the second best behind Magic.
Behind Magic?
Yep. Isaiah's third for me.
And then how far do we got to go to Chris Paul? You going Stockton over Chris Paul? You going...
Yeah.
I'm trying to see how far we can go.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to go Jason Kidd.
All right.
Yeah.
That's probably it. Best point
Oscar.
Guard. Yeah, I know.
You got Oscar.
Good Cincinnati Royal.
Yeah.
Bob Cousy. You want to break Steve Nash?
Nash and Chris Paul. That's
a pretty good.
That's
two frauds, huh? Jerry West. Is Jerry West a point guard or a two-guard?
Two guard.
I always think of him as a two-guard.
Yeah.
Nash and Chris Paul is pretty good.
Yeah. The two MVPs, that's even though
you
one
think
should be
fraudulent,
Kobe's
yeah.
and one should be Shaq's. But, yeah.
Gary Payton? Not,
GP.
Yeah, but not.
I'm just not a big Chris Paul fan.
No,
man.
You're
I'm
not.
Not, man. I'm
you
not.
Know who's a really underrated all-time point guard, I still think, is Tony Parker.
Yeah. TP.
Good player.
Yeah.
Good player. All right, what's next?
Substitute teacher is in? I'm calling immediately. Black Gritty in Glassboro.
Yeah, it's every time.
Oh,
every
man.
Time
Black
Spike's
Gritty and Andy.
And with just the chance that Spike's listening, I know it drives him up a wall. So,
yep.
That's why it's funny.
Yep.
What's next?
Hey, guys, did you know I do 250 push-ups a day? Spike watching men who actually do 250 push-ups a day move his couches.
That's pretty good.
I would love to hear him talking to the movers about how he does 250 push-ups a day.
You know he's in that house directing everybody.
Being
this goes here. No, don't put that there.
The movers can't wait to leave. That's the movers. Like, this guy is too much. He manages everyone.
He does. I will say this: as long as they don't break anything, he'll probably give them a good tip.
He's very generous.
Generous. Yes, so he'll probably give them a good tip.
Come join Spike and the show Monday out at Great American Pub on Bridge Street in Phoenixville, and enjoy Miller Lite specials as we celebrate Brandon Graham all day long on WIP and, of course, BG Live. There are a limited number of tickets available. I know they sold out, but they made some more for you. So go to 94WIP.com and get your tickets.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.